What's up, Monty?
Hey, Dustin, how are you doing? Bob, a happy Derby weekend.
Yeah, same to you, buddy. I'm excited about it. We're going to have spectacular weather here. I know they've got a big event going on at Oaklawn with the barbecue festival going on in the infield. So, and some of the, I guess that's going to benefit the tornado victims. So
yeah,
there is.
Yeah, that was a real good move. Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, we've been talking racing for most of the day today, and we're excited about the. Let's start. Can we start with the Oaks today?
Sure. It's and for we usually have a representative or two in there, and I think even a little higher profile this year with Sugar Shock, of course, who was the darling of our Oaklawn meet. And once again, she's not garnering much respect. 12-1 in the morning line, I see, despite winning the Fantasy, which is historically proven to be a very good prep for the Oaks. So no surprise there. All eyes on Sugar Shock. Calvin Burrell picks up the mount from Channing Hill, who opts for some previous commitments elsewhere in the race. But a good-looking race, and we've got David Vance in there as well. Affiliate is that ran so well in the Fantasy Kiss Moon, 30-1. So certainly a lot of meat on the bone there with Victor Espinosa up. I have a particularly fondness for Kiss Moon. I did talk to the Vance connections not too long after the Fantasy, and they did not feel like she was at her best. They were expecting a little bit better from her. She didn't get deep at a half a length or so. She's the best three-year-old on the ground, filly-wise. So I'm real curious about how Kiss Moon's going to run today. They're quietly confident. They're certainly going to be every bit of the 31 come tote time on the board. So Kiss Moon, also some Oaklawn connections. Just a good race. And always, this has almost become not equal to the Derby, of course, but the Oaks has stood on itself really for the last several seasons, and it's a big day up there. They'll have probably 60,000-70,000 on the grounds, and it's always a good prelude to the Derby, and the Oaks is really, really strong this year.
Yeah, we do have, I guess, a prohibitive favorite in this race as well. So, but anyway, we'll see how that one shakes out. Huge field for tomorrow, and of course, the news that was disappointing yesterday, no more so than for Bob Baffert, that opportunity not available will not be part of the mix at the Kentucky Derby tomorrow. Did you have opportunity in your mix at all?
I like the Colt some, but, we talked a little bit about down here at Evangeline Downs in South Louisiana, and these Cajuns know their horses, you know that. And we were kind of talking over Baffert's last fortnight, the last couple of weeks, with Zayern's disappointment there in the Arkansas Derby. And, Chatou, his other representative in the Derby tomorrow, has had some foot issues, and that's what opportunity has apparently was it's kind of a problem related to the farrier, the shoeing of the horse, and Bayern had his foot bruised a couple of weeks ago, or a little longer than that now, I guess, that caused him to miss some training time. So Baffert kind of snaked that. I think he'd maybe need to rethink his foot program, if there is such a thing, because bad feet are kind of that's the worst thing that can happen to a racehorse.
Yeah, they kind of need that.
Yeah, those things that hit the ground first. But, certainly disappointed from an opportunity standpoint. He ran so well, obviously, in winning the Rebel here at Oaklawn, and then did run a pretty good second, I thought, to California Chrome, who ran off and hid out there in the Santa Anita Derby. But one scratch, I don't know if the also eligible is committed. You probably a little bit more with your hand on the pulse, maybe, of things happening out of Churchill this morning. We're just in our new house down here in Lafayette. We've now got internet service as we speak, so I'm trying to catch up on some of the news here this morning, Derby-wise. But it's a good Derby. I mean, I think there's a lot of parity. Most people will think that. My first impression looking at the race is there is a lot of speed in here. And I'm not talking about burning, blazing, have to have the lead speed. I'm talking about a lot of front runners that like to run first or second in the early stages, be tactfully placed. And that's extremely difficult to do in a large field. And I just don't see, Justin, a lot of supporting pedigree this year. And I know that's something that a lot of people don't think about. But a mile and a quarter is the distance that these three-year-olds have never gone before. Most of them will never run it again unless they go on to the Belmont Stakes. But you have to have a supporting pedigree. And to be honest with you, I see speed bred on speed for most of these horses. And I'm going to fire a little bit of shot with my selection. He's going to be, I think, a decent price, not a great price. Number 20, Wicked Strong. Did draw the outside, which I'm not too crazy about, but I figure he's going to take back out of there anyway. Let the leaders do their thing, and I think the race almost has to fall apart up front. It's done so in about, I think, three of the last five runnings. If you looked at the replay, you saw really the leaders kind of collapse. Some of those middle runners did do the best. I remember Calvin on mine that third. He picked everybody up. He was dead last in the early stages. Got a good trip along the rail. But I think Wicked Strong is in a position to reel a lot of these in. 8-1 in the morning line. I want a better price than that, I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to make a move on him probably unless I get at least 10 or 12-1, because realistically I think that's where his chances lie. If you want a really good priced horse, number 14, Metal Count, very similar to Wicked Strong. He does his best running late. He hasn't run as fast as some of these others in here, but Metal Count is in a position, I think, to improve on a good second that he had in the Bluegrass. So those are my 1-2 picks. I will be looking at Dan's, as most of us affiliated with Oaklawn Will. He had a golden trip in the Arkansas Derby, got through every jump on the rail, but he's another one really that likes to do a little bit of running late. And Danza would not be surprised to me to light the board at it also a decent price.
All right, very good. All right, well, Monty, I appreciate it. We'll see how it shakes out. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited about it, and I think it's wide open.
It is wide open, and one thing's for sure, after the Derby this year, we're going to have a potential for another Triple Crown winner, so we'll chat in a couple of weeks prior to the Preakness.
No matter what happens, yes, that's for sure. Yeah, Jeff, appreciate it very much.
It's going to be great.
Have a good weekend, Monty.
You too, bud.
All right, thanks, bro. Let me get William in here real quickly. We were at Sunrise Polaris in Searcy. If you're just tuning in, again, the deal's going on throughout